Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindsets. Welcome to Foot Traffic, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your local business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to session two. I am really excited for today, and we have some good questions from yesterday that I'm going to answer in just a second. Today, we are talking about quickly fixing the lead generation mistake that's costing you thousands or more, right? Depending on what you sell, it could be costing you millions, okay? So I'm really excited to dive in. Welcome, you guys. If you are new to me, you're just jumping in for the challenge. We have had thousands of you guys join this week. I'm so excited to be here and to have you here. My name is Stacey Tuschel. I am a best-selling author. I am a speaker. I am currently the Wisconsin Small Business Person of the Year. I own two performing arts academies here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as well as the host of the Foot Traffic Podcast, which was number 27 in marketing this week. So if you are not subscribed to that yet, definitely check it out. So today we're talking about fixing the lead generation leaks happening in your business. Yesterday we talked about driving more traffic. And I will say that I noticed we had a couple questions come through, but I will say what people really resonated with yesterday was having somebody own their social media. So that was, I was surprised by that a little bit. Because I didn't realize how many of you were still actively doing your own social media marketing, okay? So that's the biggest one. So I'm going to answer two questions before we dive in. A couple little housekeeping notes. Don't forget, these videos and podcast will come down after the challenge is done. So stay with us, stay active. Don't think, oh, I'll do it next week. It will not be here next week, okay? All right, guys, let me know who's on. Let me know where you're coming in from. Chris from Houston, welcome. So the Craft Factory messaged me on Instagram and said, how do I pay a social media manager if it's random? So let's just start there because this is a two-part question. This is really good. So you might only need somebody a couple hours a week and you might be thinking, do I pay minimum wage? Do I pay $10 an hour? What if she's only working three 15-minute sessions? Am I really only going to pay her 45 minutes times $10 an hour? Like, you might realize this is so minimal and you might not feel good enough with the pay that you're offering. So my point here is you may want to pay a minimum amount to say, listen, We're gonna pay $50 a week. You know, that's up to working X amount of hours, knowing that they're only popping in and out here and there. Okay, so that's the biggest thing that I want you to understand. Pay somebody where they are feeling valued enough. They feel like this is worth it for them. No one's gonna jump in for $7. I mean, I shouldn't say nobody because that's probably not true. But you don't want somebody jumping in for $7 a week, right? Like, that's not our goal here. Our goal is to really build a team and build a qualified team that can start bringing us in leads from our social media manager. Okay, so that's what I want you to understand. Okay, this was the next one. And then I'm going to go right into today's content. So this was from Gabby. Her handle is Simplify and Bloom. And I think I actually saw Gabby jump on here. She said, I'm a professional organizer. What would be a win-win for an influencer? Okay, so think about this, you guys. She wants to get influencers to shout her out. What could she do? Here's a really easy one that came to my mind the second I saw you post this. Okay, what if you gave away something to do with professional organizing? Maybe it's a strategy call, maybe it's an in-person session, and that's it. You could say to somebody, listen, if you want to use me as a giveaway to reward one of your current clients, one of your social media followers, maybe make them go subscribe to your podcast or something, and in return, you're going to be giving away this thing sponsored by Simplify and Bloom. Not everybody's going to say yes to that, but some people are going to be like, absolutely, I would love to do a giveaway. Like, if somebody approached me and said, I have this amazing offer, this huge value, huge incentive, you can go use this to get podcast reviews or something. Yeah, in a second, in a heartbeat, right? Be thinking about that, you guys. This is not as hard as we make it out to be. As soon as I say these examples, you're like, oh yeah, I get it, right? So, okay, day two. Session two, you don't have to already have seen session one to make this make sense, but I definitely want you to go back and watch it after. So we're talking about just getting more leads, driving that traffic, converting them into a actual lead, which would mean maybe like just contact information, an email address, snail mail address, phone number, text messaging options, right? All of that good stuff. So right now in our head, a lot of us are thinking, I just want more. I want more likes, more shares, more comments, more followers, more leads, right? More, more, more. And we think the more we work, the harder we work, then it'll come, right? How many of you are doing all the things and you're exhausted? So like, think about that. You're like, I am doing everything and I can't sustain this, right? So this is where I want you to really understand the concept of working smarter and not harder, because many of us are working really hard, but we're not actually getting the results that we want. Okay. Chris, I'm with you. Chris Ann says, I want more money. That's what we really want. But we forget sometimes that money is the end game, right? We're thinking, no, it is followers and likes, but we forget that followers and likes do not always translate into dollar signs, right? So I have met some pretty large influencers in this online space, many with like hundreds of thousands of followers, some with over a million followers. And I kind of looked at them like they knew it all and they had this amazing business and all these people are following them. And then what was really strange to me was as I started to get to be friends with some of them, they were asking me for strategies and systems to convert social media into paid clients. And I was thinking, this is weird because they're so much bigger than me, right? And I quickly realized that those numbers do not mean that you are making X amount of dollars, okay? So yes, you would like to grow your social media following, but what you really want, you guys, are qualified leads that turn into or convert into customers, okay? All right. So knowing that, in case you're doing the workbook here, you guys, in case you're like, I have to fill in this blank or it's going to kill me, bother me. My fill in the blank at the top is because huge social media numbers don't always equate to dollar bills, right? So my next question for you is, I always give this analogy, but it makes a lot of sense for people. If you were going to take a bath, would you prefer a little bit of hot or a lot of cold water, right? Everybody answers, absolutely, I want a little bit of hot. But it's not like that metaphor is not fully sticking with you, because I see so many people on social media going after a lot of cold. They think more is better, but we know more is not always better. Yes, Karen, the workbook. So if you're still working through that, here we go. So here's what. They cast a wide net, meaning they're just trying to get as many leads in the door. So here is what I want to give you an example of. Now, I can already feel the freak out of, I can't write fast enough. This section of the workbook right here, I have three examples of a lead magnet, and I just want you to listen and soak this in. It's not so important that you gather the exact word or phrase I'm using, but I want you to see how every one of these is really the next level and the next step. Remember, this live video is not coming down right this second. You can always go back after I'm done, look at what time it is right now or where at timestamp in this video, go back and grab this if you really want to get all of the words, okay? So I had somebody that came to me, one of my clients in Foot Traffic Formula, who sells birthday parties, okay? And she had this like freebie, and I may be getting this a little bit wrong, but you are gonna get the idea or the gist of it, okay? So she had this freebie that was like 10 things a mom needs to know before hosting a birthday party. Remember, she sells birthday parties. So my first thing was, but Sharon, don't you think some of these moms are going to go grab that and then just do their own birthday party in their home and create a birthday party on a budget, right? And it was like, oh yeah, okay. So here's the thing. You are all that same person. We all do this. We think we've created the best free offer or free like low cost offer that's going to cast this net and grab all these qualified leads, but we're casting it so large and we're not able to grab everybody, okay? Because some people want the birthday party and a budget. So I'm like, we've got to scrap this freebie. It'll get you some people, it really will, But some people are not interested and you're not getting the right person, which is why spending money on a freebie like that is going to cost you so much money. Does this make sense, you guys? In the comments, let me know. Reminder, we are giving away a $25 Amazon gift card. I'll be giving it to somebody that I see commenting live, but then I'm going to be picking somebody from social media, which as I say that, I totally did not pick somebody from social media. Kara, could you please make sure I'm going to call on you, Kara, in like 20 minutes, and I'm going to make you shout out somebody that's going to win to spin the wheel. That would be amazing. Thank you. Good thing I have a team. If we could do that, then they're going to spin the wheel. I've got it behind me. And then we'll give a prize away as well. We're doing this every single day. Okay, so first freebie, I'm like, we got to go better, okay? So then the next, I don't remember if she suggested this or somebody on the call did, but they were like, what about 10 places to host your child's birthday party? And I was like, okay, we're getting closer. But now what you just did was you're making us put 9 other competitors on that same freebie. So we are getting 100% the right kind of person that is going to purchase a birthday party, but now we just had to shout out other people, okay? So I was like, what about this? What if we made this freebie 10 things to ask before you book your child's next birthday party, okay? Think about it. I don't have to talk about any of my competitors. I am only talking to the person that is looking to book a birthday party, right? And I can make all those 10 things be something that my facility does. So I'm checking the boxes when you go, do they have this? Do they have that? Oh, they do. Oh, they clean up. Oh, they do this. All of a sudden, I am your perfect option. And at the bottom, I can say, and if you're still looking for the perfect place, you should check out, fill in your business name here, right? That, do you see the difference between the first freebie, the second one, and the third one? Third one, you guys, is a no-brainer, and it's going to get 100% of the people that you're looking for are going to be the right kind of person. I'm not saying you're converting at 100%. I'm saying you have an opportunity to talk to those 100 people, right, that they are really, truly a possibility to work with you. Caroline just said, brilliant idea. Thank you. Okay, so the number one objective is to create better qualifying conversion events and promotions, okay? So better qualifying conversion events and promotions, because even though number three is by far the best option, we're not going to convert 100 out of 100, right? In fact, you might do this and find you're only going to convert at 5%, okay? A lot of times they say between 2 and 5% can be great conversion, which sounds so sad. And just like, how is that possible? I'm working so hard and only 2% of the people are going to buy this? Like, that's crazy. But that's kind of how this goes, okay? So we'll talk about tracking on Thursday, and that's what we'll get into that. But I just want you to see. So here's what I want you to see on this workbook, you guys. If 100 people opt in, let's say to the top freebie, but I'm screaming at you. I can feel that I'm screaming at you. I'll try to quiet myself down. I just get so excited when I'm giving away this stuff. Okay, so if 100 people opt in, but only 42 people want it, because like I said, maybe some moms are going to do this on a budget, that means with a 5% conversion, you will get 2 people to purchase, okay? Now, when I do this, I'm going to drop down even though there's one more line. If 100 people opt into number three, but all 100 people want it, right? Possibly, you're going to get 5 people to purchase. Now, I know 2 and 5 don't really sound like a big difference, but when you scale this funnel, because it's working, right? That means if 1,000 people do the top one, 20 people will purchase. If 1,000 people do the bottom one, 50 people will purchase. 20 and 50, that's a big difference, okay? All right, this is what I want you to see, you guys. You are bleeding dollar bills. You are leaking customers because you are paying for the wrong people. So of course they're not coming to you. We have got to stop spending our time and money grabbing and trying to get just anybody in the door when only, you know, a few people from that funnel are going to want it. Okay. That's funny. Karen says, my husband will go, shh, I'm right here. Oh, totally. My husband will be like, why are you screaming right now? Good thing he's not home. Okay. So here's what I want you to do today. Okay. And because yesterday I had to give so much like prep content and here's what's going to happen this week, we'll have some time for questions. So I would love for you to bring me some questions right now while we're here live. Okay. So what I want you to do today before we jump back into questions is in the workbook, you are going to go to this, okay? You are going to write down your biggest takeaway. This is because I don't want you taking action yet. I want you listening to the entire framework and then deciding what it is you're going to do to move your business forward. I'm going to be giving you so many ideas this week that it's going to be hard to remember. But if you have a takeaway from every day, it's going to be really simple on Friday to go, huh, let's look at this. Where am I hurting the most? What tweak could I make to make the biggest difference in what I'm doing specifically? Okay. So today, what is your biggest takeaway? What is your number one lead generator right now? Now, some of you might say, I don't have one, and that's okay. Okay. So write that down. But then if you know what your number one lead generator is, go for it. So my studio, I would write down free trial. Okay. My online business, I would say challenge, like this workshop. We get thousands of people in every single time we do this. Okay. Next question. How can you make it more effective? All right. We always want to do something different or new or more of whatever it is, right? If you could stop and look at what you're already doing and ask, how could I make this more effective? You don't need to reinvent the wheel every single time you go to do something new, all right? I really want you to answer this question. Like, you know when you read a book and it's like, write down 5 ways to blah, 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 and you just skip and you turn the page? I tried my hardest to make this be something that would actually help you move forward versus just fluff questions, okay? All right, then at the bottom, one action item you think you will do in the next 7 days and one in the next 90. So you can make a bigger one for the 90 day, but then something small and tangible, because I don't want you showing up, watching these videos every day and not taking action. I want you to wait and consume this content so you can properly make a decision. It's kind of like going to a conference and then not coming back for day two and just doing day one, when day two, day three, day four, like they're all going to help you really decide where you're best meant to move forward, okay? That's why I have this workbook done in this way. Okay. Don't forget, if you take a picture of this, post it in the Facebook group or tag me publicly on either Facebook or Instagram, I'll be picking one of these, or Cara will be, to spin the wheel, which we've got some good prizes back there. Okay. So shoot me your questions. I am here to help you in any way possible, you guys. And then don't let me forget to pick a winner before we leave. Okay. Okay. How do I get people to sign up for a paid Facebook group on wreath making? How do I ask for them to join? Okay. So if it's a paid Facebook group, this is an offer. So it's basically like, how do I sell this paid Facebook group, right? Now, please be very cautious. When you have paid Facebook groups, you guys, I'm pretty sure that's like illegal in the Facebook world. Facebook groups are supposed to be free. I believe the proper way to do it is to offer a bonus of this Facebook group for your paid members and whatever it is you're giving them. So maybe make sure that they're kind of paying for the emails or whatever you're sending them. And the Facebook group is just a bonus for those people to congregate and talk, because you don't want to be getting in Facebook jail, which is a very real place. And I've been there a few times. How many people have been in Facebook jail? Like, if you haven't been yet, you just probably haven't been doing enough marketing or things like that to have broken some sort of rule on Facebook, okay? So anyway, you're basically asking, how do I sell this, right? So it's not so much like, how do I use this as a lead gen? This isn't your lead gen. This is your sale. So Sylvia, we're going to be coming to transaction tomorrow. So I'm going to almost save this question for tomorrow, because what I want you to start thinking about right now is, what is the lead gen to qualify the right person that would want to pay to get into a wreath making group? That's the question I want you to be thinking about. Okay. All right. You're talking. Okay, sorry. What about ideas for physical products like art or jewelry? Okay, so if you're trying to sell a physical product, you have to ask yourself, what is this person interested in? That would still be beneficial. Okay, so if, like, here's a great example. I love jewelry and I love Kendra Scott. Like, anytime you see me wearing something, don't even ask me where it's from. It's probably from Kendra Scott. Now, I like to buy physical products, but what would Kendra Scott get me for as a lead gen? Okay, well, I have these pink earrings and I never know what to wear them with except for like something white or black, right? Because I just feel like, how else am I going to wear these pink earrings? But if she had a lead generation or something or blog posts on how to help me pair this with 10 different outfits or what colors to buy that you can get the most out of your jewelry, I'm in. but I'm also somebody that buys jewelry. So when she goes to give me a promotion or offer or something, or says how these black earrings are perfect because they go with 62 different outfits, I might buy the black earrings, right? So think of ways that your people are using your physical products and then educate them on how to do it. If you're somebody that sells clothing and you sell scarves, teach people how to create five different, I would my scarf the same way every time I put a scarf on. Teach me 10 ways to wear a scarf and I might be like, and that's a cute scarf. I'm going to buy that. Okay. Does that help you guys? Oh, okay. So Karen just says too, this is a great comment. It helps to replay the next day also. This morning I did and I heard different things. So she's saying I watched session one again this morning and I picked up something totally different. 100%. Why? Because you are drinking out of a fire hose. I talk fast. So when I'm giving you 30 minutes of content, it's like I'm giving you 45. And then I really give you real stuff. So I'm throwing things at you and you can only catch as much as you can catch. So listening again is absolutely going to help you catch another one. Now, I will tell you this, these videos do come down. The good thing is though, we put all of these videos inside of the Foot Traffic Formula program. So any of you guys that are in my program or would like to be, we're opening the doors on Thursday. You don't have to worry as much because all of this content won't go away for you. It'll be saved for you inside of your members area, okay? You won't be hearing more about that until Thursday. Otherwise, DM my team and they can help you. Okay. Okay, so Carrie says, do you mean specific lead generation, like you said, challenge, or can it be more general like Facebook or Instagram post? When I say lead gen, I am not saying follower count. I am saying, how have you made the touch, which means you've actually gotten from them something, name, email, phone number, address, whatever kind of information you can reach back out to them with is great. A follower, you guys, I'm not counting, okay? That is not really what I'm considering in my mind a qualified lead quite yet, okay? Not everybody is. Okay. Oh my goodness, we got a few Facebook jail people in here too. Okay, you're not alone. I sell activewear to men, women, and kids. I do freebies like $100 worth. Get a free item like a tank or bra. My cost is $20. And any other ideas? Activewear to men and women. I think actually I kind of gave, maybe you posted this after, but I'm thinking any of the ideas I just gave you, you know, like capsules or when I say like, when I went to buy like yoga wear, I literally bought a capsule of three outfits that mix and match with everything. If you taught people how to do that stuff, and then you say, here are the items you can buy. Oh my goodness, you guys. So like, it'll work so well for you. Okay. How do you assure your clients that information is safe? Does CRM services? Yeah. So usually on the bottom, when you have them opt in, you guys, you should have a little thing that says like, we keep your information private or things like that, right? I mean, most people in our world right now, or just I shouldn't say in our world, most people get it. Yes, is there going to be somebody a little older who is like, oh, I don't give my name and email online? I'm sure there is. I went to the airport the other day and this lady in like going through the TSA pre-check, she pulls out a full bottle of shampoo and conditioner and she's like, you cannot expect me to throw this away. I just bought this yesterday at the store. Lady, we have been doing the 3-ounce bottles for 20 years. Like, where in the world have you been, right? There will be somebody who's like, I'm not giving you my name and email. That's fine. Most people, we get it. We understand. We give credit cards online and we give people this information. It's not that weird anymore, okay? Okay. Okay, so Maria says, I don't really have a lead generator. I've just made a small opt-in. So to make it more effective, I'm making an actual funnel. Does that make it more effective? Yes, the entire funnel absolutely makes it more effective. The Foot Traffic Formula, every piece of it is part of the funnel. So stick with me because yesterday we talked about driving traffic, right? Today we're talking about capturing that lead with by name, email, et cetera. Tomorrow we're talking sales. And then the next day we're talking tracking. So yes, you absolutely want a complete sales funnel versus just grabbing their name and email, which is why I said, if you quickly go and throw something up today and then you miss tomorrow or you do it before tomorrow, you'll have to make changes because tomorrow teaches you how to actually sell somebody, right? Okay. Oh, Karen, thank you. She says lime green shirt with those pink earrings. See, like this is stuff I don't know. Okay. I love this. Thank you guys. You said super helpful. Still not managed to locate the workbook. And don't worry, DM Kara. She can send it directly to you. Oh, perfect. Kara already responded. Okay, amazing. Yeah, anybody that needs the workbook, just message Kara or try to go to that link. If you can't get it, we can help you. Okay, Anita, I'm a photographer and I have tons of competition. I have gone down the path of doing creative, out of the norm type of photography to stand out. When I post a Facebook ad, I get a ton of likes, but they don't reach out to book. Thinking of giving away the session to get them in and then have them purchase products. Yes, absolutely. So we'll talk about this a little bit more on Thursday, but we're going to start to track to find out, is this actually working? So Anita's saying, I've been doing this. It's not working. So it's time to make some tweaks to figure out what is actually going to get them in the funnel and keep them going throughout the funnel. We are marketers. Whether you believe you are a marketer or you're like, I have zero marketing experience, you are a business owner, which means you are a marketer, right? Which means we're experimenters. We're testers. We know that we are going to try things and some are going to work and some aren't going to work, but we're going to track so we can find the answers faster, right? That's what we're doing. Okay. All right, I sell medicinal mushrooms for people with immune issues. How to get leads on that as it is more complex. Okay, so first of all, I know nothing about this. If there are like laws around what you can say and what you can do, please make sure to check that out. But it's not even about what you sell or how you do this, you guys. You have to ask yourself, what do I sell? Who's the person that wants this? And what is something else he or she would need or want information of to be complementary to what I sell. Right now, she might be doing just reasons like why you should be even looking into medicinal mushrooms or why people with immune issues should be thinking about it or five things medicinal mushrooms help or how they help. Like, educate your people on your product and then conveniently you have that for sale, right? I got this thing in the mail and this person was completely educating me on why I want gold and why physical gold is all the blah, 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 like the rave right now or what people are doing. Conveniently at the bottom, he had it for sale, right? This is what you are doing. Now, as much as I know it's good marketing, part of me was like, should I be buying this, right? I didn't, but even though I'm a marketer and I know what this is, I'm even thinking, wow, he sold me really well. Like, he really convinced me. That is what you need to be doing. You need to be educating your people on what you have, why they should be using it, and why you specifically, because they might be like, I'm sold on the mushrooms, but I'm not sold on Christina, so I need to check around, right? You need to really make sure you've got all those angles covered. Okay, one more question. Layla, at our Once Upon a Child, so she's in New Jersey. We have a new mom's club where we give a free item once a month for the child. So are you saying you're giving a free item for them to get to come in? I don't know if there's a specific question or if you're just kind of shouting it out for anybody else to possibly get. But yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to say, what can we do to get them in the door? What can we do to get them to give us their name and email? Whatever that is, like what in exchange? Yesterday, we covered influencer marketing a little bit, creating a win-win. This is that win-win. Sometimes people think, oh, I'm just going to do this, right? And I might be able to find that very easily on Pinterest, right? Now, I say that and you might be thinking, but I can find any of this on Pinterest. Yes, you can, but some people may or may not know that, right? How much value can you give in this free offer where people are going to go, yeah, I'll just take this versus I don't want to give my email. I can probably go find a blog post for free. It needs to be good enough. And it needs to truly be a win-win that they want this thing that you are offering them, okay? All right. You guys, so many questions. We will make sure that we look at all these questions. And then on Monday, next Monday at 11:30 Central, I'll be doing an entire Q&A. I'll probably give up to an hour of my time that day. So we're going to get a ton of these, okay? All right, let me recap really quickly before I pick two winners, okay? You are filling out your workbook, taking a picture of it. Or if you don't have the actual workbook, I'm cool with that. You can just somebody did notes yesterday in a notepad. That's totally fine. Take a picture, throw it in the Facebook group. We'll put a little thread for you. Or tag me publicly on Facebook or Instagram @StacyTushel. We're gonna be picking somebody from there. Cara, in a minute, I want you to actually, Cara, if you want to say your purse to the winner, that would be amazing. Tomorrow, you guys, we are covering the best part. You're like, but Stacey, how do I make money? How does all of this work actually put money in my bank account? That is what we're covering tomorrow, right back here, 11:30. If you're like Karen and you know that you just got way too much information and you need to think about some of these things a little bit, watch or listen to this again because it is coming down in the next couple, or I should say by the end of the week, okay? So make sure to be doing that. All right, if you want a chance to get a $25 Amazon gift card, please say me in the chat. Did Cara pick a winner? Cara, did you pick somebody? Is this Shannon? No, you said congrats to Shannon, but I'm not sure if that was her. Okay, so I really, I don't know. You guys are saying congrats. I'm thinking maybe there's a winner. Okay, perfect. Anyway, Cara, just make sure you pick a winner so that they can spin the wheel. And then say me in the chat if you would like to win a $25 gift card for showing up live today. You are so welcome, Diane. I really appreciate you saying that. Rewatching is always going to be a benefit, always. Listening to a great podcast over and over again, you guys, absolutely. Okay. All right, here we go. Okay, perfect. So Shanna is my prize, my wheel, and then I'm going to pick somebody right now for the $25 Amazon. All right, Chris Ann Dale, I'm picking you for the $25 Amazon. Let me get my wheel. Oh, if you can see it, let's go like this. I'll hold it up. See, oh, there we go. Okay, so here we go, Chris Ann. Let's see what you won. Or no, Shanna, sorry. Shanna, you got a book bundle. So what you're going to do is you're going to, Cara can either DM you or you can DM Cara your email. We will be sending you out a couple of my favorite books. And then you guys, every single day this week, a $25 Amazon gift card winner and somebody to spin the prize wheel. All right. So meet me back here tomorrow at 11:30 Central, 9:30 Pacific. We're going to keep this party going. Remember, you are not here to be a good video watcher. You are here to really start to think, what am I going to do with the time that I've invested in this, right? Write some notes down, figure out your 7-day action plan, your 90-day action plan. So on Friday, when we've completely wrapped up, you know exactly where your number one priority should go, all right? Thank you guys so much for joining me live today. Again, I'm so excited to see so many of you back here. I cannot wait to see you tomorrow for session 3. All right, bye guys. And that's it for another episode of Foot Traffic. If you're looking for more actionable advice and step-by-step resources for getting more people in the door, head over to foottrafficpodcast.com. It's time we take your business to the next level.